Back to the book of Proverbs. We've been looking at some verses and passages in Proverbs in an attempt to answer the question that was posed me. And this is what you call when they give you a question in the Berea Baptist Banner and they say, what are some good verses about wisdom? That's what you call a softball question. that's something that you can really enjoy answering because there's so much. I could spend 10 years answering this question just going through the book of Proverbs. And of course, we've just been focusing on some passages rather than just going complete verse by verse. And so far, the things that we've looked at that a wise man would do is he would search out, cry out for the Word of God. He would incline his ear under the wisdom of God's Word and then make application of it, which is what wisdom really is. It's the application of godly knowledge. And then he'll trust the Lord. I think that was where we left off last week. One of the greatest passages of Scripture in Proverbs chapter 3. And it's not just advice. It is something that we ought to daily live by. And we would be so much more at peace and have so much joy if we would really learn to trust the Lord in every way and every day and all things in our inward being. We'd have a much better outlook. Now, something else about somebody that's wise, and I make the application to young people, and certainly we need to invest our lives, our knowledge in young people. I believe that God gives parents the specific children that they are to have. And it's our responsibility to nurture them, to train them, to teach them, to be an example to them in every way. All the while making them realize that they have a responsibility to take heed, to listen. It's not just we're teaching our children, providing an example, giving them the Bible, but you need to teach them in such a way that they understand you expect them to obey. You expect them to heed this truth. And it says here in Proverbs chapter 4, and a wise young man or young lady will listen to the godly instruction of his parents. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Now the first thing that jumps out at me as I read that verse, the implication here is it implies that fathers are engaged in instructing their children, in telling them, talking to them, sharing with them, living before them the truth of the Word of God. Verse 2. He says, for I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. This father is saying, I'm giving you good doctrine. I'm giving you good teaching. I'm not just leaving it up to the pastor. I'm not just leaving it up to the Sunday school teachers. I believe sound doctrine as your dad, and I'm teaching it to you. That's so vital. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. This is talking about David, the man after God's own heart. Solomon was his son. And he is saying, my father taught me, and I'm carrying on this tradition in the family of teaching the truth and practicing the truth. And I wanted to keep the commandments of the Lord that He taught me, and now I want to pass those on to my children and pray that God, that they'll take root in the children's hearts. You know, Alan was praying for our young people in our country, and everybody really prayed about that tonight in the prayer meeting. The fact of the matter is, young people have no direction because their parents are not engaged. They're not teaching them anything. They're not instructing them. They're not catechizing them, asking them questions, answering them with the Bible. We need that in our land today. And he says in verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Here in verse 6, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. I love that the wise man is here putting the pressure, good pressure, on his son to obey. Listen, don't forsake what I've given you. Don't reject the time that I've invested in you. Make good use of it. And that's what a wise son does. That's what a wise daughter does. They take in the truth from their parents. And you know what? He says, if you'll embrace it and not forsake it, that wisdom will preserve you. And there's so much truth in that. There's in that little phrase, the wisdom of God in your working in your life will preserve you from so many ills, from so many sins, from so many dumb things that people are doing in our world today. And then he goes back and reminds his son, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. The idea is, as you're gaining godly knowledge, following my example, applying the truths that I'm teaching you, make sure that you take it in, that you understand it, that it becomes a part of you and a part of your life. That's the way of wisdom. When you internalize God's truth and make it a part of who you are, he says, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Here he's giving motivation in the form of rewards. You teach your young, you'll be rewarded for obedience, for following God, for doing what's right. It'll enhance your life. It'll enhance the people that come into your life. It will be a blessing and a help and an encouragement. And you'll be rewarded. See, this is, it's so worth it. This way of wisdom. To walk in it. To live it. To be consumed with this. He says in verse 10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. He's saying, if you'll follow the truth, there is a really good probability that you'll have a long life. Here, and in verse 11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. Hey, dads, can you say that? Granddads, can you say that about your son, about your daughter, that you have taught them in the way of wisdom, that you've led them in right paths. Notice that. There's instruction by way of talking, and there is also practice by way of walking. That's what he says. I've led thee in right paths. Follow me as I follow the Lord. That implies that you understand the pressure that's on you, dads and granddads and moms and grandmas, by way of extending application here. We've got to lead them in the right way. I mean, it's beyond me when I hear of all the way that the transgender nonsense has gained such popularity among young people. Where are the parents who are saying to their kids, that's dumb, that's sinful, and we'll not have it in our house? Where are the parents? It's sad. He says in verse 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. This is the way of wisdom. It's the way of the wise. To listen to your parents, and then when you become a parent, continue that tradition of teaching. Isn't that what Deuteronomy chapter 6 is all about? God told the nation of Israel to teach their children wherever they go, whatever they're doing, have the Word of God as a preeminent theme in everything you do. That's basically what the wise man is expounding on here. I had my kids, when they were young, memorize the next couple of verses. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Oh, pray that your kids will see the way of wisdom and walk in it, and that they won't get involved in all of the wickedness of this world. The drunkenness, the sexual immorality, the drug abuse, all the things that our country, our world is bombarding young people with. It could all be avoided if we got back to simple biblical principles of the way of the wise. And in chapter 5, he gets really, very strong with his son about avoiding and being to beware of whorish and immoral women. I mean, a lot of chapter 5 deals with that subject matter. It says in verse 1, my son, and by the way, young people, save yourself for marriage. Wait. Be virtuous. Walk in God's ways. Don't fall to the temptations of the flesh. And here he is warning. Now, this hits me sometimes as I read Solomon giving these inspired words of advice to his son when he was not heeding it himself. That troubles me. But it shows you the sovereignty of God. He determined to inspire Solomon to write these words. And if Solomon knew the vice of it, look what it says. The way of the wise is to not be involved with wicked women that'll turn your heart away. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. In other words, this woman who speaks so smoothly is really going to damage you and hurt you and cut you. Her feet go down to death. This, to me, there's a spiritual application to the Roman harlot here too. Because certainly the Roman Catholic Church, the whore of Babylon, she has these characteristics as well. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Listen, stay away, young men, stay away from women that would steer you away from God, from His Word, from His truth, from His church. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh to the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. Oh, do you hear the regret in this man's voice? Oh, how we need to pray for our young men, our young women, that God will give them godly spouses who will serve the Lord in His church and honor Him by raising up a seed, a godly seed. Let's pray to that end. We'll stop there tonight.